Splintered caravan may contain adult situations and sudden noises. Listener discretion is advised.
It doesn't need to be done?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, why do I have to be the one to do it?
Well, let's take a tally. Lael, can your face be replaced?
I am not capable, as I do not possess the required body parts that would be replaced.
I know that. I wasn't actually suggesting Lael do it.
I find that I do not have eyes that are like yours.
Yep, I get it, Lael.
I find that I also lack skin and the required cheekbones within said skin, so they could not be rearranged.
Okay.
I find that an attempt to pass me as human would fail.
Please stop.
Furthermore, I do not find that I...
Got it. Okay, Kayla, you seriously need to build Lael a summary transponder, or we're going to be wasting a lot of time.
A summary transponder? Just resorting to making up names now, huh? Damn, Triton, you really don't know your way around a Volt Drive, do you? You know, I might have something to help with that, come to think of it.
Just hear me out. I have an idea on how we can fool this contact without me having to go under the knife and get my face changed. Again.
Where was that book, anyways?
I was thinking maybe we could hire out a...
Here you go, champ. You should probably read up.
The hell is this? Book summary.
The Infant's Guide to Infinite Possibilities. How to program the only friend you will ever need. It's a fast way for your child to learn the ins and outs of their new AI. They'll be able to program their new best friend, and together they'll learn how to identify emotions, ride a bicycle, and build their first datapad. Yes, with the Infant's Guide.
This is for babies.
Not babies, children. And until you can tell when I make up a word like Volt Drive, that's where we're going to start you. I used it for the basics on Lael when I first got her.
When you were what, 2 years old? I missed the train on this kind of thing. Don't have a use for it anyway.
I was 5, thank you very much.
Correction, on the day of our introduction, you were 4 years, 7 months, and 12 days old.
See, I wasn't even 5 and I could use this book.
I just don't... Look, we're way off topic here, Kalik. I don't want to arrange my face again. It took forever for the bones to heal right back last time, and I got stuff that needs to be done with my own mug coming up.
Like what kind of stuff?
Just stuff, all right? Why don't you do it?
Kind of obvious, isn't it? Our client is expecting somebody with actual flesh on their arm and leg. Kind of a giveaway that I've been replaced. They're jumpier than most. They specifically don't want anybody with modifications. My grafts would be too expensive to replace with actual working limbs, but the voltage in your hand is invisible. We just need to rearrange your face a little bit so the client wouldn't recognize you.
Or you could just get a skin job and cover it up. It's freaking me out seeing you with all that chrome anyway.
Plenty of people keep their graft exposed.
Doesn't mean it isn't freaky to look at.
Aw, is Big Bad Twiton afraid of a little Woboa?
Cut it out.
Oh no, the mean little qualm is gonna get your nose!
Improbable, as your arm does not resemble a claw.
Oh no, Triton, the robot has a mind of its own. The arm is gonna get ya.
Kalik, I'm telling you, I'm gonna take that arm off in your sleep if you don't cut it out.
In my sleep? And here, I thought you were a gentleman.
It is not advised to run in such a cluttered location. A fall is highly likely, and a fall can lead to sprained and or injured limbs. The fall could also lead to brain damage and fatality given worst case scenarios. It is likely that a fall will happen if you continue. Updated from likely to highly likely. Kalik, are you injured and therefore unable to get off of Triton?
No, shut up.
Kalik, I detect your heartbeat is irregularly quick for such an insubstantial fall. You may be experiencing stress from a nearly traumatic event.
I'm fine, Lael. Can
I? I now detect that your breathing has increased and your skin has become flushed. An evaluation is in order.
So, if you're not going to change your face and I'm not getting a skin job, what's the play here, Triton? Get off me, Lael!
Well...
Oh, no.
Just hear me out.
We're not bringing in a fourth, and I'm not forming a caravan.
It would bring in so many more jobs. Aren't you tired of just scraping by? We've had, what, 2 jobs this month? The only jobs coming our way are because our clients were told no by another caravan. That means one of two things. Either it paid too little, or the work was too dangerous. And I'm tired of risking my life just for a handful of credits.
I don't want to be in a caravan.
You've never given a decent reason why. I joined the two of you with the hopes that we could get on board ourselves.
I'm not sure why you thought that, since I've told you no every time you've asked.
Incorrect. Responses vary beyond no.
If we started a caravan, we wouldn't need to go looking for work. It would just come to us.
Oh, God! Take your ever-loving caravan and shove it down your unplugged ear, because I am tired of you trying to shove it down mine.
We'll have more hands to make things easier. You wouldn't have to be the only data jockey plugging in. We could lighten the load.
Why would I trust somebody else to go in on my behalf?
Fine, no jackers. But we could get a leaper or a pencil pusher. I'm sure Lyle wouldn't mind seeing another robot like her around here, so that's an option too.
I see another robot like me each time I look towards a mirror. I am unaffected by it. Is that what I sound like? This one is my favorite.
You have favorites?
Yes, as it is the one Kalik requests I play back to her most often. This makes it my favorite.
Don't you say it. We aren't assassins. I'm not going to risk getting a job assigned to me and worried about some score system outweighing a human life.
It isn't like that. I used to run with this caravan. I trust them and I think we should join them. We can register and start making some real money. Ouch! What was that for?
I told you not to say it.
Well, this is the last time you'll hear it from me.
Thank the gods! Then let's end it before you get another lump on your misshaped head.
Because if you won't at least consider forming a caravan, I need to move on to a team that will.
You can't be serious.
I don't want to. I like it here. But I've got obligations out there. You know that. If I'm not bringing in enough credits, then my kid doesn't get what he needs. You hired me because I was so dedicated to my boy.
I never said that. I don't know, Lyle. He seems really devoted to his son. It makes him kind of special. I'm bringing him in. Has she played that for you before?
Yes, my favorite.
Lyle, how many things have you told Triton that I've said?
Core function parameter defined, shut it, Triton, prevents me from repeating anything you have said in confidence to me, to Triton.
Then why did you just play this clip?
Core function parameter defined, shut it, Triton, does not prevent me from playing recordings of anything you have said in confidence to me, to Triton. Therefore, this is superseded by core function parameter. Stop lying to me, Lyle.
Well, that's getting fixed tonight. You knew about that, Triton?
I don't know what a core pair blah blah is, but I put two and two together when I realized she'd play me the recordings.
And, how many recordings has she played you?
Not many. I do respect your privacy.
Thanks. Okay, listen. We'll hire a caravan.
Seriously?
But I'm handling the contact, and we'll be doing all the jacking. If they don't like it, then scrub them.
Absolutely fine by me. I'll introduce you to Hops. You can talk to him so he can size up the job, and then he will make recommendations on different caravans we can hire.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I?
Not at all. You'll see how smoothly it runs, and soon you'll be begging me to find a force so we can register our own caravan.
I'm really going to regret this.
I'll even let you name the caravan when you decide to make one.
Lyle, what are the odds of me regretting this?
Given that we hire a caravan that holds a standard of 7.6 or higher, the likelihood of you regretting this is estimated at 17%.
I'll even help you pick the team to hire.
23%.
That's not funny.
I was not attempting to make a humorous response. Will this need to be adjusted as well?
Nope, it was the perfect response. Go set up the meet. Let's get this over with.
Thank you. Seriously, you'll see it's not that big of a deal.
Let's hope so. Now, let's see about tweaking that shut it, Triton function.
I felt bad for strong-arming Kalik like that. Our runs weren't always the smoothest, and I owe her a decent amount for bringing me in without many questions. But I had to do something, or the credits will stop flowing. That can't happen. Not now. She'll see. Caravans are about more than just taking the jobs you're assigned. It's like being part of a family. Granted, it can be a really messed up, sometimes murderous family.
Good evening, sir. Anything I can help you find?
Could you tell me about that blue butterfly in the corner?
It isn't worth much. Just a small trinket. Would you like to take a closer look?
No need. Just gift wrap it for me.
This way, sir.
Of course.
Gift wrap is a few codes back. Been a while since you've been in, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
Well, welcome back. The report on you said you weren't blacklisted. Why'd you quit?
A little personal there, kid.
Sorry. Never met somebody that turned in their badge before. Well, not without cashing it in first.
Yeah, sooner or later most need the obligement.
I already know what I'm going to spend mine on.
Is that right?
New eyes. Right now I'm just a juicer. Pretty good one, though. Plug into me, and I'll keep your hardware powered for an extra day or two. But the way I figure it, with the eyes I'm eyeing...
Yeah.
Pops didn't think it was funny either. Anyway, I figured I'd be a juicer and a gazer. Think about it. I'd be able to keep watch for days, no sleep needed. Make some serious credits just for standing there.
It's not a bad mix-up. Though...
Though what?
A gazer's a fine shtick. I've worked with lots. Having that kind of eyesight can be really handy. It's just, aren't you a bit young to be thinking about a retirement plan? The obligement, you don't get to take that back. Once you join a caravan, you can always leave. But if you use your obligement, that's it. You're stuck here.
I already thought about it. Figure, even when I'm old and got the grays kissing my hair like yours, that I'll be able to at least keep my eyes open. Harmless work, credits keep rolling. Not a bad life. So why would I want to leave it?
Grays.
What do you want?
Got a guy out here for you.
Guy? What guy? I got no guys scheduled, Mikey.
Registry says he's all good.
Tell him to come back. I'm busy. You hear my music.
He's marked as any time. Open the door, old man.
Who the hell do you think is so important that...
Well, no shit.
Hey there, Hops. Come on, Hops, put me down.
Ain't likely, big guy.
Since when did you start hugging people?
Since the music quit working so good. Doc tells me it's supposed to help. Get your ass in here.
Need anything else, boss?
You left the front unattended all this time? God damn it ain't the music that quit working, it's you.
You told me to bring anyone that comes in with the right words to you if they're marked as any time. This guy here is marked as any time, so I brought him to you.
If you took a closer look, you would have seen that he's also marked as harmless, meaning you don't need to leave the front just to walk his ass back here.
He was... Oh... Sorry, boss.
Now you want to tell me why you weren't reading his whole line before bringing him back here? What if he had been marked to come back here in a body bag, huh?
I got distracted?
Distracted. Distracted, he says. Unless someone like Minx walked in wearing nothing but a sign saying, Mikey, take me now, then that distraction I'd understand. But I'm guessing if that happened, you'd not come back here for nothing. So tell me now, what the hell could have distracted you so damn much?
He don't got a badge.
Lots of runners don't have a badge. I'd wager to say most.
But he didn't claim it like most others. He didn't spend it. He just left.
That's still a rare thing around here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Get back up front, kid. We'll talk later.
Okay.
And next time, read the whole goddamn file. That kid, I tell you, treats every new piece of graft his eye catches like it's a goddamn work of art. Thinks each new release is the one he's been waiting for.
He's young.
Yeah. Well, so were we, and we had half a notion to keep our badges in case we really needed it. You know, just yesterday he told me he wanted to use his to replace his legs and be a jumper. Now, why the hell are kids these days looking to replace the parts of themselves that ain't even broken off yet?
Just now he told me he wanted to use them for new eyes to be a gazer.
Yeah, that would be a lot better for him. Decent kid, but he's not cut out for the field. Gazer life would be good for him, keep him out of trouble. He's not meant to be...
Like us?
Yeah. Yeah, like us. Drink?
Yeah, sure. Mind if I turn the music down?
Just a little. You know how it,
Just a bit, then. No, not from that shelf.
Huh?
You keep the good stuff in the desk.
I do no such...
Don't. You and I both know that in that desk, you got something worth this occasion.
Well, what do you know? Somebody must have left this here as a surprise. Nuh-uh. None of that now. I got a guest, and unlike you, this one is welcomed. I'll get back to you in a few.
What's he in for?
Stole from another runner.
Well, that's not very sportsmanlike.
No, it ain't. Do me a favor, while I'm getting the good stuff, if he starts up again, just pop him one for me.
I try not to do too much popping these days, Hops.
Oh yeah, sorry. Mine slips sometimes, right back to when you did that kind of thing. Can't help it. Well, in that case, just give him a little zap.
Can do.
When's the last time we did this? Just had a drink together.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
So maybe you can answer something for me.
Sure.
Why are you here?
I'm gonna tell you something, but you gotta stay calm.
Calm like I might pick you up and hug you again, or calm like I might punch a hole in the wall?
I'm not sure yet.
Let me get my data pad.
What do you need that for?
Because if you're about to fuck up my day, I'm gonna need to turn up my music here and relax. If you're about to make my day the way I'm hoping you're gonna make my day, then I got a lot of work to do here.
You need to hear me on this before you go tapping everyone you know, Hops.
I knew it. I absolutely knew it. Heard it in your voice. I knew you'd be coming back. Oh, Triton. Aw, shit. Sorry. Didn't mean to say your name in front of him. You ain't gonna say nothing, right? Dumbass shouldn't have responded. Now I know you was listening. They just don't make them like us anymore, Triton. Now I'm gonna have to get a scrubber in here, pluck enough of his memory out so he forgets you, but remembers his lessons, so the next time he's given a job, he minds his manners. Sorry, Triton. Hate for you to see me like this. On such a nice day. We gotta get you back to work, man.
Now hold on, Hops.
I know you're on the straight and narrow now, but I see your hands still have the mark of a stunner. Sticking with the electricity still, huh? That's fine. Plenty of caravans got room for somebody with your talent, even if you're going for the whole non-lethal shtick these days.
Hops, stop.
Now, first off, Crimson Corridors. You remember them. Kind of low profile, pulled off that job under Gentleman Jackie. You remember him, had the ugly pinstripe suit. Well, Jackie's out now, and the runt of their old litter, a fixer, goes by the name of Low Tide. Well, Low Tide's got his whole crew running non-lethal now. No kidnapping jobs, no murders, barely any thieving. Pretty much just search and rescue.
Hops.
All right, I get it. Kind of boring. Never did like fixers much myself either. Jacking right into somebody and turning part of them off? Way too personal if you ask me. I mean, come on. If you're going to plug into me and shut off my eyes, at least buy me a drink first, right? All right. So this new crew only got a handful of jobs under their belt, but they could use an old pro like you. Calls themselves the Righteous Riggers. Specialize in information wheeling and dealing. Got themselves a gazer to see the target, a jumper to leap in, snatch the target before they know what they've got, and a scrambler to shift in there and pluck out the valuable bits of information from their brain. Willing to bet that jumper would feel a lot safer having a stunner like you right next to them in case something goes wrong. You know, picture it.
Hops.
Nah, hear me out. The jumper hops in, right? Grabs the target. But the guy's got so much graft, he weighs a ton. Jumper can't get out. Well, there you are to stun him. You make with a little zap-zap. He goes night-night, stops resisting, and suddenly the jumper's got his work cut out for him. Beautiful thing, a move like that.
Hops.
You're about to ruin my day, ain't you?
Just sit down and leave the music where it is. You're fine.
Fine. Now, what do you want to tell me?
I'm not going to join a caravan.
Then what the hell are you doing here, Triton? You come in here getting my hopes up that...
Hops, you're not listening. I'm not joining one. I want to make a new caravan.
Oh, you smug son of a gun. You had me going there. Finally ready to step up to some leadership material, and you need some freelancers looking to join in. Freelancers I got by the truckload. Got them coming out my ears. Look at here. Got a pair of twins. One's a scrambler, the other's a scrubber. They've been working for me since, you remember them, right? Been a while. They're older now. Work together like a goddamn painting. Scrambler shuts them down. Scrubber cleans out the parts that need cleaning. I got both of them headed down here right now, in fact, to deal with our friend back there who better continue to keep his trap shut. Consider an audition. You'll love him.
Hops, you're not listening.
If they don't do it for you, fine. I know this block of a guy, big old boy, practically the size of, he's real big, right? Guy's a printer, newer breed. Don't think you've seen this graft in the field. Holds himself a container of, hell, I don't know what's in it. But what he does is, he prints stuff. All kinds of stuff. Need himself a lockpicked? Prints the key. Need a knife in a hurry? Print. Guy could print his own credits if credits had a natural form anymore.
Hops, you're doing it again, man. Please.
What can I say, Triton? I got myself a big heart.
And you keep getting excited like this, I'm gonna have to tell Siren why that big heart of yours finally gave out.
All right, talk.
So I think I got my team already. Most of it anyway. There's this girl. Not that kind of girl. A good girl. Kind heart and a real knack for all that jacking stuff. She's got herself an AI.
You put in a drone in your group there, Triton.
It's not unheard of. But the AI is pretty advanced. She's had it with her ever since she was a kid. They act like they're practically sisters, and it works for them. So the AI, her name is Lyell.
Naming AIs? I'll never understand that.
Well, Lyell and I have been working in the field while Kalik, that's the jacker, handles the behind-the-scenes stuff. Been running a few jobs. Too high risk. Not enough pay.
Well, that's what you get for not running in a caravan. The leftovers.
Don't I know it. Which is why I'm here, Hops. I finally talked this girl into going in with me on the caravan. We're gonna form a new one, and she's gonna pick the jobs we take, and I'm going to say how they get done.
Why is she picking the jobs?
Like I said, she's a good girl. Need her to look into each one. Make sure I'm not getting put into anything where I am.
Yeah, sure, sure. Listen, I've been meaning to,
It's water under the bridge, Hops. Just a bridge I'm not crossing again.
Yeah, sure, sure. What do you need from me? You're gonna need a fourth if you want a caravan. Don't mind counting the bot as one. Been done before, but four's the rule.
I know. I'm gonna find another. But first, Kalik needs proof that not every caravan out there specializes in murder and the like. We've been running a long job for a while. Stole blueprints to some new affordable graft that actually infects its hosts. It's nasty stuff.
And again, I ask you, what do you need?
I'm getting there, Hops. So we've set up a meet with the client to drop off the specs of the graft. The only thing is the client is antsy. Said they'd only meet up with somebody not plugged in. A bona fide human with no augmentations whatsoever.
You need a swapper.
I need a swapper.
All right, tell me if I got this right. So swapper changes their face, skin, all that. Hides the plugs, meets the client, makes the drop, then...
That's it.
All of it?
All of it.
Well, hell, why didn't you say so? Swappers I got. I'm sure I can find a caravan willing to loan one out to you. They'll want to meet the girl first and get a rundown of the job. Shouldn't be too much trouble.
I had a caravan in mind, actually. How busy is Sonic Salvation?
Hey, not a bad pick. Let me see here. Maybe you ain't heard here, Triton. Clippy runs them now.
I know, and don't call him Clippy. It's disrespectful.
She owns the name well. You sure you want to open that up again? I tell you, it took her a lot to recover after you left her.
I didn't. Look, Reggie's the best swapper I know, and if I'm going to convince Kalik of how smoothly this can go, I need the best. Think he'll meet with me?
Oh, I have no doubt she'll meet with you. Just don't go leading her on. She's got her own life now. Don't need you mucking it up.
Not looking to muck anything. Just need a job finished so I can convince Kalik to register and I can get back to work. Then we'll find a fourth and run just like we used to.
All right. I'll make the call.
Thanks, Ops. I knew I could count on you. I'll have Kalik send you all the information we have. Help Reggie pick out a face if he needs.
She'll do fine. Don't worry none.
All right, Ops. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Triton. It's real nice having you back and all, and awful sorry about last time.
Same here. On both counts.
Okay. Now just call Clippy and tell her that Triton needs her for a job. I think that can wait a minute. Nah, I'll get to you in a moment. Let me have my music first. All right. Back to work.
Would you stop pacing already?
I'm not pacing.
What do you call it then?
I'm taking very short strolls back and forth.
It'll be fine. I've worked with Reggie for years.
Is Reggie their secret code name?
No.
Is Triton your given name or your secret code name?
At this point, both, I guess.
I find that I should possess a code name.
Why do you want one?
If we are to go into business with a caravan, it is recommended that your true identities are not revealed to increase your feeling of safety.
A feeling of safety doesn't mean you are safe.
Correct. That is why I find I should possess a code name, as I do not find our current situation to hold a higher probability of safety than it does risk. I believe a code name would help shift the perceived danger we're in.
That doesn't bode well. I think this is a mistake, Triton. We can make the drop ourselves. I'll reschedule with the client. I don't want to do this anymore.
Please, just sit down. I promise Reggie will explain it all. We'll hire him, move on with the job, and you'll see that it's no big deal. Then we'll talk about finding a fourth for our own caravan.
I think
I need a drink. If you really want to leave, we will. But I promise, Reggie has nothing to worry about. You've heard of spooky tales of caravans your whole life. And I'm not so bad. Right?
I agree with Triton.
See? Finally some sense out of you.
Not on the topic of our safety, but on the fact that you are not so bad. Often, you have been described as the worst, which is different from not so bad.
Uh-huh. And I wonder who here could have called me the worst.
I find that I am unable to answer this.
Yeah, real brain teaser. I wonder too.
You should know this answer, Kalik.
I was being funny, Lyle. I know I said it.
Oh, again. Humor is something I have not understood. Do I require updating?
Only thing around here needs updating are the drinks, because I don't see any.
Reggie, it's good to see you. It's, been a while.
Yeah, been a long while. You look good. It's nice to see you.
Yep.
We'll catch up later. Business first. How about you go grab some drinks while we have some girl time?
Sure thing, Reggie.
I don't mind going to get them if you all wanna...
Relax. Pops told me you were jumpy when you talked. We're not as cutthroat as you've been led to believe. Sit down. Triton's a big boy. He can carry four drinks on his own.
I find that I'm unable to drink. Therefore, I do not require one.
I don't work with people who don't drink. You can't trust them. So, since you can't drink, you're gonna hold it in your hand and pretend. Don't worry, I'll drink it before we're done. If I'm sharing a table with Triton, I'm bound to need it anyway, isn't that right?
I'll go get those drinks. Just answer Reggie's questions truthfully.
Attaboy. You're pretty.
Oh, thanks?
Kinda mousy, though. Triton normally went for girls that look, well, like me. Practically, exactly, like me.
Oh, I didn't know you two were a couple?
Would that make it awkward for you if we had been?
No, why would it?
Because you're sleeping with him.
Whoa, 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 no. Did he say that? Because that's not true. We've never even, nah. I don't know where you got that from, but you're wrong.
Why aren't you sleeping with him then?
Well, for one, he's old.
I guess he is getting on up there, isn't he? that's good.
Okay, I'll do it.
Do what?
The job.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. You can relax now.
Am I malfunctioning? It seems your voice is different.
My ew!
Huh? Oh, sorry. Damn thing switches on and off so much lately it's hard to keep track.
Sometimes I don't even hear it anymore.
One isn't better than the other.
Oh, yes it is, Tin Can. Yes, it is.
Tin Can, I am calling it.
What?
I now find that I will be safer in this environment with my code name.
Okay, grab up everyone. Drinks are on me. What did I miss?
My name is now Tin Can, and Clippy has agreed to work with us because Kalek is not sleeping with you, as you are soon to be elderly. No, not this one. If I hold this, then Clippy will trust me. Is it working?
Very much so. Mind getting us another round there, Triton? We have business to attend to.
Be right back.
Thank you. We'll just be here waiting, so try and hurry back.
I'll get right on that, Reggie.
You two haven't talked in a while, huh?
That obvious?
Kind of.
Well, then I guess there's no need to dwell on it, then. So this job, if it's just a drop-off, why not do it yourself?
Oh, I thought you said you'd do it.
And I will, but there's still a lot to flesh out. Safety first, little mouse. Without it, we runners wouldn't hit retirement age.
Okay. So our client is really paranoid. He's paying us to steal schematics from a new company called Sidus.
Why does he want them?
Rival businessman. Used to be partners with the owner, but they didn't get along. Now he wants his work back.
I'll need to see the blueprints, make sure I know what I'm delivering.
Oh, will we be in trouble? If the client finds out somebody else saw them, they might not like that.
Listen, what was it?
Kalek.
Listen, Kalek. A caravan has three priorities in this line of work, and in this order. One, her caravan. Always make sure yours are well taken care of. They're like family, only better since you get to pick them. Two, other caravans. Sure, we may bicker and steal the occasional job or two away from each other, but when things really go down, you want friends. And there are no better friends than people equally equipped to handle the shit you found yourself in. Three, the client. Without the client, we don't get rated. Without ratings, we don't get new jobs. Without new jobs, you don't get pay, and without pay, you don't eat. Now, if you mess up any of these, you're on your way to dead, but the third takes the longest time to get there. Your caravan comes first. Always.
I thought you caravan types always tried to kill each other?
Very, very rarely. There's a code to all this. From what Triton told Hobbs, it sounds like you'll be learning more about this if the job goes well.
Maybe. I haven't decided yet. Do you enjoy it?
Absolutely. I won't lie, it can get dangerous at times. But a caravan is a lot more than the news stories you're probably used to hearing. We're mercenaries. That means sometimes you take a job you're not particularly thrilled about. I hear you get a bit squeamish on the topic, but that's old hat to me now, so try to forgive my indelicacies. But taking a life ain't all that bad, to be honest. But for every time we have to do something that sits in your gut like a rock, we get to help somebody out. I was hired by this teacher once. She said she knew a kid in her class with a little too much graft in her head. Not uncommon for a kid to have some graft by the age of 10. Hell, nowadays it'd be weird if they didn't at least have a jack for a data pad. But this teacher starts to see the student doing a little too well on exams. See, but the kid ain't proud of it. Seems scared, almost. So the teacher comes to us and asks us to check out the parents. She thinks something funny's happening back home.
All right, this is the house.
Okay, let me tie my hair up real quick and then jack me in.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Just shut it, Borgoff, and plug me.
Not in front of Clippy. You're gonna make him jealous. Okay, belt is uploading.
All right, I'm just about done putting on my face. Teasel, hand me my hair.
Sure thing. Looking flashy, boss. I'd take you out for a nice dinner.
And you'd leave me with the bill.
I didn't say nothing about paying for the dinner.
Gotta say, boss, kinda weird seeing you like this.
How do you mean?
Never seen you swap to a woman's body before. Seen your face come off plenty, but you really went all out for this job. Got some tits literally bolted on and all.
I figure the teacher that hired us was the only one the child would recognize. Might make it easier for her to come along. Though I have to say, this is oddly comfortable.
Calibrating your voice to match the teacher's?
Speaking so you can calibrate, blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Gonna go save a kid, try not to kill a bunch of people, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Well, that's new.
You should make a habit of it. We could use another girl.
I'm in, by the way.
Man, it's freaky how her mouth don't move when she's plugged in.
Good work, Baltha. What's the situation look like?
One of the security guards in the house is playing with his phone. I'm in his camera, looking around. I see three pairs of feet, all in nice black leather shoes matching his. So, four security guards minimum.
Hey, Baltha, can you, see me when you're jacked into someplace else?
Stop waving your hand in front of her eyes.
Just freaky is all.
You're new here, Teasel, so let me spell it out for you. You were brought into our caravan for two reasons, and neither of them were your personality. The first, because of the piece in your head. Rare to find a scrambler that isn't old and set in their ways. Most kids these days go for the flashy stuff. The second is to watch over Baltha while she's jacked in. You can handle that, right?
Yeah, totally. I can do that. Sorry. Just... never seen all this before.
Plenty of time to gawk later, but we need to move. I just spotted the kid. Mommy Dearest is with her, and she's got a cart full of graft. Kid is dressed like she's about to go under the knife.
I'll be on the roof. Either of you see something, you holler, and I'll crash through like I'm on holiday.
Borgoff, stand by. I'll tell you when they seem distracted for your landing.
It's two blocks away. You really think you can make that jump?
Oh, sure. That's no trouble. Just gotta make it while landing soft enough to not break the roof. I'm ready to leap when you say, Baltha.
Stay safe.
Comms established. Borgoff, you're clear for takeoff. Also, if you die or let Clippy die, I'll kill you.
Yes, dear.
Damn! He really can jump that far.
Okay, I'm going in. Remember, watch over Baltha.
You got it.
And not just my tits.
Oh, come on. Can't fault the kid for that, Baltha.
Keep comms clear for emergencies. I'm going in.
Put a little pep in your step. Sounds like Mom is starting in on the kid. I caught a glimpse of her putting the kid under.
What are the guards doing?
Trying not to notice.
I could crash through this roof right now. Say the word.
No, I'm almost there. Let me try this without blood. No need to terrify that kid anymore.
Wrong house.
Well, now how could it be the wrong house if you don't know why I'm here, silly? I'm Patricia's teacher. We had a field trip today, and it looks like Patricia didn't make it in. So I just thought I'd swing by and check in on her. Drop off a few goodies from the trip so she wouldn't feel like she missed too much.
She's, sick. I'll be happy to pass the bag to her.
You're clear no one else is looking at him.
That would be so helpful. Thank you.
Borga?
He'll be out for about 15 minutes. Hide him somewhere.
What if he wakes up before we're done?
Then knock him out again. Now go. I gotta get inside.
Left at the kitchen. Take the stairs up.
Ma'am, you shouldn't be in here.
Shit, sorry, didn't see him.
Oh, I'm sorry. There must be a misunderstanding. The nice man at the door said come on up. Sorry, let me introduce myself. I'm Patricia's teacher. We had a field trip today.
Ma'am, please come with me.
Well, she must be awfully sick.
Ma'am, please. I insist.
Sure would be a shame if a teacher, who normally would have to report something like abuse, stumbled into a situation where it was happening. I would have to report it. Of course, nobody else would need to be listed on that report.
Hands where I can see them.
$3,000 on this cred drive. You open that door right now and walk away. It'll pay your bills for the next month or two.
Huh? What is this?
A donation from a concerned citizen.
You're one of them, aren't you? A caravan.
Make that choice quick.
He's not gonna do it.
Yes, he is.
Come on, let me drop in.
The guy up front okay?
Napping.
Make it quick.
Thanks, darling.
You're not really leaving him that drive, are you? Lot of credits there.
He earned them. He did the right thing in his own way. Excuse me. Hi, I'm Patricia's teacher. The two men said I could find her in here. You see, we had a field trip.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, hello. You must be Patricia's mother. So nice to finally meet you.
You shouldn't be in here.
Get her out of here now.
I'll just be a moment. I have some goodies from the field trip. I thought Patricia might like them.
Well, Patricia isn't feeling well. I'm afraid she can't see anybody.
Gentlemen, hopefully you'd be willing to lend a teacher a hand. These bags are awfully heavy, and I've been lugging them up all those stairs.
Get her out of here now.
I'll be on my way right as soon as I see. Oh, Patricia, what big machines you're hooked up to? You just stand here while she puts the stuff in the kit, is that it?
What did you just say?
Clippy, what are you doing? That's not the plan.
She is my daughter, I'll have you know. I'll install whatever I want.
Change of plans, boys.
We didn't rehearse for this part, Clippy, be sure. The kid's in the room.
Say it.
What's Clippy doing?
On ground! No!
Of course, gentlemen.
Borgoff, right side of the roof, on Clippy's mark. Keep it narrow, don't hit the kid.
Just be careful. I just had my nails painted.
What the fuck?
Behind the desk. Get ready to charge the lady. I'll take the gunner.
Everyone looks okay. Any injuries I'm missing?
Let me get a look at you, Patricia, and... Oh, gods.
What?
Holy shit. That's a lot of graft. Does that helmet come off?
Patricia, sweetie, I know you're scared right now, but you need to come with me. I'm gonna take you someplace safe, someplace nobody can hurt you. Sweetie, listen, this is my good friend. He's gonna help you. I'm just gonna get this big nasty machine off of you.
I got her. How is she alive with that much graft on her? Brain can't support that much, especially at her age.
Borgoff, get her to the van. And Teasel, I want you up here.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. We're gonna ask Mommy Daris what all she was planning on putting in the kid. But we're gonna ask it our way. Come on up, kid. Time for you to have your first life experience of rooting around in somebody else's memories while on the job. Maybe she's got some other secrets we could use, too.
You're the boss! I'll follow you anywhere.
What, that's it? What happened? What did you find out?
Another time, little mouse. I need to put on a new face if we're gonna complete the drop tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. You should already have the profile and face you'd need to wear.
Hop sent it over. If you want to have a drink after to celebrate our little mission, just tell me where you'll be at and I'll pop over after.
I find that I would like to hear more of your stories.
Oh yeah? And why is that?
Because someday I will have a story like them.
What are you talking about? You've run plenty of jobs before.
Only to retrieve information. I have never retrieved a life, as you did with that child.
Two kids, actually. Turns out she had a twin.
I have never saved twins either. I have much to achieve yet.
Stick with me long enough and you'll get there, tin can.
We'll see you tonight then. You sure you don't need anything?
Just send me your address so I can come by when the job is done. And your favorite type of wine. I'll pick it up to celebrate on the way back. Looks like Triton took his time getting those drinks. Tell him... Tell him I'll see him later.
What do you think, Lael? Should we really make a caravan?
Cough, cough.
Huh?
I said, cough, cough, in such a way as to convey that you are forgetting something.
What did I... Oh, God, seriously?
Cough, cough.
What do you think, Tin Can?
I find that I enjoy this name very much.
All right, I'm back. Let's talk business. Where's Reggie?
Clippy left to get ready. We should do the same.
That's it?
Looks like it.
See? It isn't as scary as you thought, huh? I'm telling you, Kaylee, things are really about to look up.
I hope so, Triton. I really do.
Clippy should be at the meetup point any minute.
Okay, I better get set.
Let me know when you are ready, and I will assist.
Well, shit. She told me you were here, but I didn't believe it.
Borgoff, that you? Tim, man, you ever leave the gym?
Somebody had to make it safer out there when you left.
Real nice seeing you again, Borgoff. Beltha.
Uh-huh. So this is the jacker trying to put me out of a job, huh?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Clippy said you insisted on jacking in, is that right?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it's done right.
Oh, a little blunt, huh? No wonder you're working with Triton.
That's enough. We're all friends here. It's nice to meet you. I am Borgoff. My lovely wife, with the less than lovely manners, is Beltha.
We heard a story about you. Clippy told us.
Which one?
The little girl and her twin. Though, we know nothing of the twin.
The story's a lot better if it ends that way, too. How long until Clippy meets with your client?
It should be... Oh, shit. There's a client. Quick, Lyle, plug me in.
Say the word and I can go in there with you. Maybe show you a thing or two. Brought my portable gear in case you couldn't hack it.
I'll be fine. Thanks.
All set, Kayla.
Do it.
And she's gone. Hope your girl there knows what she's doing, Triton.
She's the best jacker I've seen.
Beltha's standing right there, you know.
I know what I said.
You know what, Triton?
So, where have you been, Triton? I thought you were done running jobs.
You want the long or the short version?
Absolute shortest possible.
My boy, he... It's back. He's not doing so well.
Sorry to hear that. Rough hand he got dealt there. So, Clippy says you're forming your own caravan. Why not just join us? I know she'd love to have you around.
I doubt that.
I think I need to go at it my own this time. Kaylik and Lael are pretty selective in their job choices. I think it'll help me out.
If you're really doing this for your kid, shouldn't you just take the highest paying jobs and be done with it? You could always do a few hits and leave again. Gods know I'd be thrilled to have you gone quicker.
You know, sometimes when you do a thing for someone else, you still gotta do it your own way. Make sure you come out the other side all right.
This sounds incredibly vague compared to what you told Kaylik and I.
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but I know what I saw. It was like some kind of vision. If I kill again, then something bad is gonna happen. I know it sounds crazy, but I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Thank you for that, Lael.
You are most welcome. I find that I am glad I could be of assistance.
So, you're, getting visions now, huh, pal?
Look, I don't know what I saw, okay?
I found Clippy.
You just found her. I really should have gone in.
There was some extra security on the cameras near the meetup point. It just took me a minute to figure it out.
Give us the play-by-play. Reggie, look all right?
Don't call her that.
Clippy has already met up with our contact. He looks nervous. Keeps looking over both of their shoulders, but otherwise fine. Hold on, somebody nearby pulled out a phone. Let me see if... Got it. Broadcasting now.
I told you, I wasn't followed.
How can you be so sure?
Look, your intel was good. We were able to get the files you requested. You did a good job, just like I'm good at my job. If you're that worried about it, though, we can call this little exchange off. I'm sure somebody out there would be willing to pay even more for this information.
No, okay, I'll transfer the credits now, and then you give me the plans, right?
That's right.
Okay, it's done.
Give me just a moment to confirm.
Oh, wait, what are you grabbing?
Relax, it's just an earpiece.
How can I be sure? Kaylik promised the person I met with wouldn't be augmented.
And I'm not. You checked me. Rather thoroughly, I might add. Give me just a moment.
How is it that the man did not see Clippy's augmentations?
Perks of being a swapper as skilled as Reggie. Most of his visible skin is augmented to snap on and off and be replaced with anything he needs. He's had some talented individuals make him seamless parts. You never see the flaws because he's worked to make sure they aren't there. Maybe a gazer could. Their vision is something else, but not much else could see it.
You're good, Clippy. Credits are all here.
Everything looks in order. Here you go.
Thank you. You don't know how many people you just saved.
Look us up next time you need something else done. You take care.
All clear. Come on back. Two of your friends are here already.
Oh, good. I thought we'd celebrate and talk about a little idea I had. I'll pick up something nice to drink and we can have ourselves some more girl time.
See you then. Signing off. And done.
Well, not too bad, right?
No, actually. I hate to say it, but it went smoothly.
You were right, Triton.
Please, tell me you recorded that, Lyle.
Tin can, please. We are still on a job. Also, Kalik recently prevented me from playing back any recordings to you where she is saying, as she puts it, kind things. I do, however, have a very extensive catalog of insults she has made available to you.
I'd love to hear all of those.
Maybe a bit later. Do you know what Clippy wants to talk to you about?
No, I mean, not really. I'm guessing it's about forming a caravan. I'm kind of interested in doing more jobs like this. We are really able to help some people today.
You'll need a fourth. You, Tin Can, and Triton could join up with us.
He used my name. My reputation grows.
Thanks. I think I'd rather just be the one calling the shots. I get a little nervous about the kinds of jobs we'd be doing.
It's hard to lead one of these. You're a decent jacker. You really should have found Clippy sooner, that's for sure. But you got into that phone quick enough. Good connection, too. I could show you a few tricks.
Thanks. I don't know. It's just a lot. Maybe I...
Maybe we all just wait for Clippy and talk about it then. I'm sure she's got an idea for all of us to chew on.
Speaking of chewing, is anybody else starving?
I could definitely eat. Let's go grab something. I'll update Clippy.
I thought there was another member of your team. Teasel, from Clippy's story. Where is he?
He isn't around anymore.
Will he be joining us for dinner?
Guys.
Unlikely, since he's dead. But if he happens to show up, I'll buy him a drink.
Guys, listen!
You guys replaced him soon after with that bell ringer, right? What is he up to these
guys,
days?
Guys, shut up! I got on my data pad, okay? I was sending Clippy a message, that's it. Just asking her what she would like to eat, and she didn't respond. Okay, no big deal. She's walking. It's okay to take your time. But I got bored of waiting, and I'm looking around for her signal on my pad, and I see she's coming this way, and that's great. So I message her again to check on her, and...
Spit it out.
The first message I ever sent Clippy was just now, asking if she was hungry.
And?
We had a deleted conversation from just a moment ago, where I told her to meet us somewhere else.
Why'd you tell her that?
That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't. The message, it says to meet us at some house I've never even heard of and to ditch her data pad because she's being followed. I didn't tell her to do that. Somebody must have hacked my pad and sent that to her. Somebody told Clippy to go somewhere else.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
Okay, so think. Clippy gets instructions to ditch the data pad, so she does. Then she goes off towards this house. We just gotta get there first. I can jump over that way. Bet I could beat her there. Where is it?
No, guys, you don't understand. Well, you do, but there's more to it.
Kalik, breathe. Take a second. Clippy's in danger of being sent to some house. We get that part. What part is it we don't get?
Clippy ditched the pad. She unplugged it from herself and ditched it. I see the logout line right here where she ejected it. Immediately after that, someone else plugged in. I can't trace their port number. Somebody took her data pad. And they're headed straight for us.
Splintered Caravan is an Overtime production. Written and directed by Chris Garrett. Assistant Director Mike Moore. Edited by Kristen Yinger. Sound design by David Gilbreth. Brandon Hughes as Triton. Meredith Yinger as Kalik. Aaron Nicole Lundquist as Lyell. Amanda Hufford and Sean Arnold as Clippy. Ben Gibson as Hops. Timothy Peterson as Mikey. Adam Wright as Borgoth. Rachel Gilbert as Beltha. Ethan Santo as Teasel. Additional voices provided by Joseph Slave and David Barnett. Check out splinteredcaravan.com for more information.